John Thompson is promising to do something few other census directors have achieved. He tells senators at his confirmation hearing he'll do the 2020 count better, faster, and cheaper. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins us now with details on Thompson's challenges in running the Census Bureau. If he's confirmed, Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
All right, so how does Thompson think he would do the 2020 population count better, faster, and cheaper?
Yeah, we've heard that refrain before, I think, from everybody else, and it seems like it's a usual thing in government. But for Thompson, he really doesn't have a choice but to figure out how to make that decennial census, better, faster, and cheaper. The combination of the budget problems the government's facing and the fact that the cost per household rose from $39 in 1990 to $96 per household in 2010 is really driving this move to do things better. And then when you look at the overall cost of the population count, it was $13 billion in 2010, and lawmakers and other experts expect that cost to almost double by 2020. Thompson says one of the primary reasons he's excited about coming back to the census is to lead the effort to fundamentally change the way the decennial count works.
I really think that motivating self-response via the internet is an incredibly important goal for the 2020 census. It will reduce the need to print hundreds of millions of questionnaires, to process those questionnaires, to have the storage space for them, to mail them. So that's very important. But I also want to note that I also understand that there are parts of the American population that won't have access to the internet even by 2020 and will need to have some other way that they can respond.
Now, Thompson says he'd like to actually use the American Community Survey, or ACS, something that's done, on a more regular basis almost annually, as sort of a dress rehearsal for 2020.
The ACS is now starting to offer the internet as a response option to learn how to motivate response via the internet through the ACS. There's a wide body of research going on in the public and private sector right now about how to motivate individuals to respond via the internet. And the ACS certainly offers a good test bed for trying new methodologies, bringing in research from outside the government, researchers to work with the Census Bureau to put in place the internet. Another opportunity that the ACS offers is the ability to try out new technology on a limited basis to see how it works, to understand the mechanics of it, to understand the human factors that are associated with introducing it.
Now, Thompson says the ACS also will let census workers do what he calls on-the-ground checks and look at the private sector products and compare them to the bureaus to see, understand the differences and understand how different technologies and different processes are working out in the field. Thompson says his goal is to leave a legacy of innovation in all areas and at all levels of the Census Bureau if he's confirmed.
Yeah, interesting. He's already thinking about the legacy now. Now, the Census has struggled with technology in contracting in the past. What did Thompson have to say about that?
Yeah, you're referring to that $500 million contract for the handheld devices in 2010 that basically never worked. And it was a main point of the discussion of the hearing yesterday. Ranking Member Senator Tom Coburn wants assurances from Thompson that the Census Bureau will not use what he calls cost-plus type contracts unless absolutely necessary. This puts the most risk on the federal agencies. Instead, Thompson says he will use firm fixed-price contracts because they are the way to go.
The real key is you have to have in place some detailed specifications. You have to have in place performance metrics, a delivery schedule for getting the results. And you have to have in place good management procedures that include formal change control processes. And if I'm confirmed, I really want to work towards defining the level of specifications that will maximize the use of fixed price contracts.
Coburn says too often those performance standards and the ability to hold people accountable are not done. And it's actually the key to a lot of success in government projects. He says too often the agencies fail at doing those two things, which is why you have so many projects that fall to the wayside and have problems. Now, for Thompson, he's worked at the Census Bureau before, 27 years in total. He served as the associate director for the decennial censuses, where he was the career executive responsible for all aspects of the 2000 count. Now, at that time, he says the Bureau was the first to employ the then state-of-the-art technology for optical scanning and intelligent character recognition to capture information from questionnaires. So Thompson has a history of implementing new technology, and as he said, it was on time and on budget. Now, Thompson lists the most promising options to use technology to change the Bureau's approach to the 2020 count.
First, using the Internet as the primary self-response option. Second, taking advantage of technology and operations research methods to re-engineer the field data collection operations, reducing both the infrastructure required to support these operations and the actual hours that enumerators spend collecting the data. Third, making better use of federal records to further reduce the dependence on in-person visits for data collection. And fourth, drawing on the extensive array of emerging geographic tools and data sets to eliminate the need to physically canvass large portions of the United States to prepare the address list to support the 2020 census.
Now, Thompson says when it comes to technology and statistics more broadly, organizations need to constantly track emerging trends and advances and determine how to use and generate new, more effective processes. Most importantly, he says organizations must create and foster a culture of to be adaptable and creative. And I think both of those things leads to his, you know, goal of being, you know, innovative and being flexible and trying to do more with less at the Census Bureau.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. Jason, was your sense from the committee that the nomination is going to go through?
Yeah, I mean, what you heard time and again throughout the hearing yesterday was Thompson receiving broad support from the committee. Even someone like Tom Coburn, who you know, to be honest, has a tendency to maybe say no to certain things and not be happy with certain things. He was very supportive of Thompson, as were many of the other committee members. In fact, if Thompson does get confirmed, he would be the first census director confirmed under the new rules that the Senate and that became law in 2012 that gave the head of the Bureau a 5-year term. Senator Tom Carper is the chairman of the committee.
Mr. Thompson, if you are confirmed, you'll be the first person to be confirmed. I was nominated under this new law, and you will fill out the term that ends not in 5 years from the date of your swearing in, but ending in December 31st, 2016. You would be eligible, if confirmed, to be nominated for an additional 2 full terms. We'll get there when we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Additionally, the provision that was signed into law also sets forth several qualifications for future census director nominees. The law now requires that nominees to be census director have a demonstrated ability in managing large organizations and experience in collection, analysis, and the use of statistical data. I'm pleased that the president has nominated someone who I believe meets these requirements.
Now, Carper says in the 2010 count lacked this consistent leadership, which is part of the reason why Congress passed the law. He says the 7 months before the count was to take place, there was no permanent director, and that caused huge problems. Carper says he hopes Thompson's confirmation will be the beginning of some much-needed steady leadership. Carper didn't say when the committee would hold the vote on Thompson's nomination, but my guess, my sense, is that's going to happen fairly soon since there is a widespread support for him, maybe as early as next week. Remember, he's non-controversial, so this committee has shown a history of getting things out more quickly.
All right. Thanks, Jason, for that update.
Thank you.